This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, everybody. Wonderful night at EQT Park yesterday. The Three Rivers Celebrity Softball charity game. Andrew Filippone took the L. Team Callison Crowley, big dub. Big night for O'Neill Cruz, too. He didn't win the home run derby, but he was a star of the thing. 9 of the 10 longest homers, at least whenever he bowed out, including the longest homer ever recorded outside of Coors Field at 513 feet. Is that going to be the pinnacle of his Pirates career? We all sure hope not at 412-928-9370. And joining us now on the Fan Hotline, which is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, is our sports director, Jeff Hathorn. Good morning, Jeff. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning. How are you? Congrats on the win.
Oh, it was a big win. And the Fan Morning Show had its fingerprints all over it, Jeff. Doran hit a homer because, of course, Nicholas Harry Callis pitched a gem and recorded a couple of assists out there. And then I came in spot duty to play shortstop for Dickerson. I had two assists and caught the final out, Jeff. How about them apples?
Wow. Did you go like Savannah Bananas? You caught it and then flipped?
Oh, Jeff. It was as routine a pop-up as there could possibly have been, and I almost butchered it.
You didn't hot dog it. You two hands, right?
I had two hands up, and I misjudged it, and then it wound up being 3 feet over where I thought it was going to land. And so I just sort of stuck my glove up a la The Sandlot in Smalls, and I turned my back, and it landed softly in the glove. But I'll tell you, when I turned, I didn't think I was catching it, and the ridicule would have been unbearable.
I mean, could you feel the angst of the crowd as the ball was hanging in the air?
Oh, Jeff, I had visions of champagne popping in the locker room after the game, dancing through my head, and I almost buckled the doggone thing.
Oh, yeah. Wow. But you didn't.
I did not. And O'Neill Cruz did not either. And I know he didn't win the thing, but he put on a hell of a show. And if you're a Pirates fan and you couldn't enjoy that, then shame on you for 6 weeks. But I have a negative tilt to my entire existence, Jeff. I mean, that's just how I am. And it had me wondering, because he was, I thought, the star of the thing last night, apart from Cal Raleigh, is that going to be the pinnacle of his Pirates career, or do you think he'll ever live up to his full potential? Because I think we can all agree he's got more to give there.
Well, let me speak for everybody and say I hope not.
Yeah.
But it was fun to watch it. I mean, to see a Pirate with that type of offensive talent. And he was. I mean, you kind of knew it going in that, look out, he is going to kind of open himself up to the rest of the baseball world because this was made for him, and he did not disappoint in that first round. I mean, damn, that 513-foot shot. He had, I think, four that went at least 117 miles an hour, including one 119, which was the hardest hit ball of the day, and no kids were injured on the field.
A miracle.
Right? Very much so. But he was, there was so much attention. So there were so many players that were gravitating, including his buddy, Ellie De La Cruz. Like, to see them hanging out and supporting each other.
That
and,
was cool.
Was very cool. And now I wonder, okay, now he's seen this. He's seen this, all this attention on him. Does that make him want to work harder? Did at any point during that day or the last couple of days, or assuming he stays to watch the game today, does someone come up to him that he respects, say, dude, if you just worked a little harder, you could be like this. Or if you start doing this during your daily routine, it's going to make you do this. That we'll find out. But that, I guess, would be the hope that
right.
he grabs, much like Skeens was talking about, hey, I'm there to learn. I want to learn from guys. Even if it's not openly, maybe even through osmosis, that Cruz finds something that helps his game be more than just a home run derby guy.
Jeff Hathorn joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. You talk about those kids out there in the outfield. Dude, he's hitting balls off the chop house out there that are almost bouncing back into the field of play. Like, nobody was safe. And
no,
I'm trying to walk the line here of enjoying that moment and also with my fingers crossed hoping that he can be this kind of guy, a superstar on the field in regular season games for the Pirates. And that's why we had a caller ring us up in the first hour, Jeff, and say they should trade Cruz after the Derby. And for me, it's a non-starter. You're not going to go out and acquire a player with 40 home run right. Potential. You're just not, and you can't hit right now. Would you consider moving O'Neill Cruz?
I would consider signing him to the richest deal in Pirates history.
There you go.
That's what I would do. Make it like 5 years, 110, 120, offer that to him, because you'll never find a talent. Connor Griffin's good. He doesn't have talent like O'Neill Cruz. You won't be able to trade for somebody like that. You won't be able to free agent sign somebody like that. You saw how Skeens just loved. He was around it. He wanted to be there and support him. Like, if you have any hope that Skeens would be here at any point past his free agency, I think Cruz would be a step in that direction, let alone, you know, the overall betterment of the ballpark, of the ball club. I get it. I know he didn't hustle after everything, and he'll do that again. He's going to frustrate you again. But the talent is insane. To win games, you need talent. You could draft all the hardworking 5'10 guys you can. You ain't going to win. It's guys like this, surrounded by a couple of those guys, is how you win. That's what I would do with O'Neill Cruz. I'm not as concerned about some of the other things. I mean, when I was a kid, my dad would tell me, don't ever be like Dave Parker, because he's a hot dog.
Right.
Because he would flip his glove down after he would catch it. Don't you ever do that. I'm sure parents say the same thing about O'Neill Cruz, but damn, while he's not Dave Parker in terms of what he can do on a field, he's got the ability to do that if he can ever get it all figured out.
Jeff, we talked about this earlier in the show too. We rip Pirates ownership. We rip Ben Cherington for all the reasons that they fail. We rip Derek Shelton, and then he got handed his walking papers. But we don't spend enough time collectively, I think, as a Pirates fan base, and perhaps as a media covering the team, talking about player failures. And we have with O'Neill Cruz. But Brian Reynolds has been a profound disappointment this year. And I'm not putting that on anybody else but Brian Reynolds. The guy is the richest player in Pirates history. He's got an OPS plus of 82, meaning he's 18% below league average. What the heck is going on with this guy? Because if they're going to make good on this Skeens window, man, they ain't doing it unless he performs up to his expectation level.
Yeah, you kind of sit back and hope, okay, maybe it was just a bad first half. That it just didn't click. He's putting too much pressure on himself. Whatever it was, because Brian does not talk a lot to us, let alone anybody. He's more introverted than anything. I know there have been a number of suggestions about personal whatever. I just think he's had a bad half. I mean, he hasn't had a ton of support around him in the lineup, and he just, you're right, I mean, if you look at what you expect from him and what he is capable of, he's as bad as anybody in the first half.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just been bad. And if you don't, the way that this team is with the slimmest margin for error, if your best offensive player is in the tank, you're going to see what we're seeing or what we've seen in the first half. I expect that he's going to bounce out of this. I mean, he's been working on it, much like Pham worked at it, and he busted through it. You hope that Brian Reynolds has a better second half.
Jeff Hathorn joining us here on the Pham Morning Show. Jeff, Paul Skeens going to take the mound tonight to start in the All-Star game. 2 seasons in the bigs, not even full seasons, 2 All-Star game starts. It's really incredible. We saw it with Sidney Crosby, right? I mean, a guy like the Prince Who's Promised who actually lives up to expectations. Paul Skeens, if anything, has exceeded expectations. Do you think that will be the focus of the broadcast tonight, or do you think it's going to be a lot of pirate bashing? I'm actually fascinated to see how that's all handled.
I don't know how much bashing they'll do, but there's going to be a comment about his record and about the team.
Yeah.
I don't think in this setting, I mean, it's mostly a happy events, and I don't think they drill down on teams at this type of events. I don't think there'll be much pirate bashing, but there'll be something about, even though he hasn't gotten the support, there'll be a graphic, or there'll be either a graphic or something that Joe Buck will say about how many runs he's gotten compared to other pitchers this year. But he's only out there for an inning. I guess the good and bad thing is there will only be attention on the Pirates for 1 half inning, and that'll be it. So once they get through that, if they are negative of Cruz, you probably won't hear anything about the Pirates the rest of the day, or negative around the teammates around Skeens. You won't hear much more the rest of the day. But, man, I'm excited. I love his attitude. I mentioned it earlier about how he wants to go and pick the brains of the other guys.
Yeah.
Like, he says, I can't get worse by being at this game. And then he had this one line in when he talked on Sunday about, well, you know, the best wants to go against the best. And it wasn't like, hey, look at me, or I'm trying to sell something, or I'm trying to prove that I'm this good. It's just, I'm one of the best in the game, and I want to go take on Aaron Judge and Cal Raleigh and whomever else they put in that lineup. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, he's the total package. It's not just the on-the-field stuff. It's the demeanor. And every time he goes out there, I know I speak for everybody when I say he's must-watch. I mean, for our jobs, we are watching every inning of Pirates baseball, and as a massive Pirates fan, I would be anyhow.
Well,
but he's pitching, Jeff, I can't miss. Like, I will cancel plans to watch that guy.
And I know it kind of gets back to what people are going to call in about, and I get it, because doing the post-game show the last couple of days, I heard it. It's like the double-edged sword. Arguably, at least in the Home Run Derby, the most dynamic player and the most dynamic pitcher are on your roster, and you stink. You know, and that's what drives everybody nuts, because it's so fun to watch Skeens. Cruz, I mean, we've seen Pirates in the Home Run Derby before, and Josh Bell had a nice showing. If he would have gone up against a different competition, he may have advanced to the semifinals. But this was fun to watch a guy that hit it like that and knew he was on your team. And then the reality hits, you know, on Wednesday when you look at the standings.
That's right. They're not just bad. They're 19 games under 500 bad. And I said it on the show before. Nothing as a Pirates fan right now brings me greater joy than watching Paul Skeens pitch. But I'm never more mad than on days where he pitches, Jeff, because he is so good. And those are the games you really want to see the team win. And they've just left us wanting more almost every time out. Jeff, this was wonderful. And the text line loves you. They're saying you've brought an element of professionalism to my clown show today, so thank you for doing that.
Not at all. And by the way, if anyone is interested in the draft or about some of the guys they drafted, 937thefan.com, we have bios of every single one of them, including the other Jared Jones. They drafted a Jared Jones. just to make it more confusing for us.
Hey, he might be in the home run derby one day.
I'm telling you what, this dude, I mean, when your nickname is the Bear, I want that dude on my team.
Darn right. Or you're some beef cook in Chicago. You ever seen that show, Jeff?
I haven't, but I've heard it's pretty good.
It is good. Thank you for your time, buddy.
Thanks, Adam.
That's Jeff Hathorn, our sports director. And yeah, he's got a comprehensive breakdown of everything the Pirates did in the draft on 93.7thefan.com. I would urge everyone out there to check it out. Much to react to there, including Jeff Hathorn, who's not a hot take guy. He's as reasonable and measured as they come, saying that the Pirates should ink O'Neill Cruz to the richest deal in team history. Do you agree?
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. No Doran today. He is off. This was a scheduled day off after the Three Rivers Celebrity Softball game last night. Our team was victorious. We took down Cam Hayward's team. More importantly, though, we took down Pony. Pony had a throwing error. I was out there at shortstop for a couple of innings, just picking it like Jack Wilson, and Nicholas Harry Callis pitched the game of his life. Really good and thoughtful stuff from Jeff Hathorn in the last segment. We had a caller in the first hour of the show say that the Pirates should trade O'Neill Cruz. And so, well, we turned that into a topic at 412-928-9370. And people on the text line said yes. Some even called O'Neill a bum, which I think is taking things way too far. Jeff went the other way with it. He said the Pirates should sign O'Neill Cruz to the richest contract in Bucco's history. And when he first said it, I thought, man, that's a tough sell for a guy who has not put it all together, at least consistently yet. Had a nice year last season, had a rip-roaring start this year. Great performance in the Derby last night, but he's got an OPS plus under 730, and he's hitting around 200. But the more I thought about it during the break, I think I am closer to agreeing with Jeff than I am to agreeing with the caller in hour number one. Let's say you paid him more than you've ever paid another pirate. That means you just got to clear the Brian Reynolds contract, who signed an 8-year, $100 and roughly $7 million contract that goes all the way through 2031. Final season, club control, club option, $20 million. Brian Reynolds this season making just a shade over $12 million. That does rank 130th in all of Major League Baseball. Think about that. The highest paid player in Pirates history on an average annual basis is the 130th highest paid player in the sport. O'Neill Cruz deserves that. And this coming from a guy who doesn't think he'll ever achieve his full potential. But I'm trying to win baseball games here. And I think we're past the point in ever thinking you can win baseball games with O'Neill Cruz as your best player. That much I will say. But I'd rather have him around than not. And at $100 million as the 130th highest paid player in Major League Baseball, you could actually argue that if that's what he signed for, he would be a bargain even without coming close to reaching his full potential. I know a lot of yins out there want to trade O'Neill Cruz, and he frustrates the ever-loving hell out of you because he makes mistakes in center field. He doesn't always play his hardest. Sometimes he forgets how many outs there are. Drives me nuts, too. I'm a massive Pirate fan. I got my Paul Skeens jersey on today. Looking forward to rooting that guy on in the All-Star game tonight. He makes you want to bash your head into a wall. He also makes you go, whoa. And while I don't think he's ever going to be this 40-homer, 50-steal guy that he could be, this elite center fielder that he could be, I think it's hard to make an argument that you couldn't make him the 130th highest paid player in all of baseball. If you're going to win games with Paul Skeens, if you're going to win games with Seth Hernandez after Paul Skeens, with Connor Griffin, you don't want to subtract hitting. You want to keep it around. And while Cruz is probably too old at this point for us to all think, oh yeah, there's a separate stratosphere he can get into, he's still young enough that if you give him 8 years, I think you're going to live with it on the back end. What do you think? 412-928-9370. Didn't know we'd be talking about this today, but when Jeff Hathorne says stuff, he's not a hot take artist. It gives me pause. It makes me think. Now, if the highest paid player in Pirates history was a $400 million guy that was one of the truly elite players in all of Major League Baseball, then no, I'm not handing Cruz a contract that would be bigger than that. But the guy we're talking about here is Brian Reynolds, and he's the 130th highest paid player in the sport. You could cut a check for O'Neill Cruz, to O'Neill Cruz for that kind of money. And it ain't your money. We beg for the Pirates to spend money all the time. Why not with Cruz? He's not who we think he can be, but relative to the rest of the team, pretty good, and would still come relatively cheap. If it had to be one or the other, trade O'Neill Cruz or pay O'Neill Cruz, I would pay him. Now, I don't think I would do it now. I want to see how the rest of the year plays out, and I might see how next year goes. But if he repeats this performance, hopefully a little bit better than this, yeah, I'd be more inclined to pay him than I would be to trade him. 412-928-9370. You can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I want to hear from you on that topic. We've also got Are You Smarter Than a Plumber coming up next.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
That's right, and it's just me today. No Scorin Doran. For those of you not watching on the YouTube stream, I would urge you to do so. Last week, I crushed our guy Southside Jake from Southside Plumbing and Heating because he's balding and doesn't care about it, and he honestly looks like a kitten that just woke up in the morning, and today he is wearing a full wig, and it's outstanding. Well played by you, Jake.
Went to Turkey over the weekend, got a little hairline replacement. had him put a little fluff on the back to play with it too, you know.
Man, you look like
my feelings hurt.
You look like Robb Stark in Game of Thrones. That's a wonderful head of hair you got there, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, well, listen, Jake, you kicked our ass last week in Are You Smarter Than a Plumber? And now I'm playing shorthanded. It's just me and Nicholas Harry Callis today. Let's rip right through this thing, baby. Let's go.
Oh, boy, this is going to be a tough one for you. I hate to say it. All right, first question here, boy. Let's go. Who is the last player to score a run in the All-Star game that is on the Pirates? That was on the Pirates, I should say.
So the last – oh, okay. Go ahead, Jim.
Yes, the last Pirates player to score a run in the All-Star
game. I'm gonna guess obviously before I hear them, but then obviously we'll let you read them. I think it's Adam Frazier. Harry's shaking his head. All right, give us the answers.
A, Adam Frazier. D, Andrew McCutchen. C, Nate McLeod.
Oh, man.
Or D, Jack Wilson.
No, am I allowed to play because Doran's not here, or am I still just a lifeline?
You're in full time.
So it's not Jack Wilson and it's not Nate McLeod.
Nate McLeod famously had a great throw to home plate to get a runner at the dish.
Okay, well,
Jack Wilson was back in the early 2000s, so yeah, you would hope it's not.
No, but I can eliminate those either way.
I know you have, yes.
Because Andrew McCutchen hit a home run in 2015.
Yes.
And he scored on that. Now, do you remember the moment where Adam Frazier scored in 2021, because that's when he played in the All-Star game?
I do not remember, but I know he was...
I don't even think he got a hit.
I think he went 0 for 1.
Yeah, so Brian Reynolds got a hit, but Adam Frazier didn't. So if I had to guess, I would say it's Andrew McCutchen.
You want to go with Kutch?
Yeah.
Because he had the homer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm inclined to go with Harry Callis here. If it's Adam Frazier, Callis is fired, even though I don't have that power.
All right, B, Andrew McCutchen. In fact, it is Andrew McCutchen.
Attaboy, Harry. Where was that All-Star game played,
however,
Harry?
Cincinnati.
My man. Great American Small Park.
Nate McCloth did score a run in the All-Star game in 2008. So, yeah.
Nate McCloth. Another guy with a wonderful head of hair. Those golden locks for Nate McCloth.
Very nice. Very nice. All right, moving on. Great job. Of these four goalies, who has the worst save percentage during their career with the Penguins? A, Marc-Andre Fleury. B, Tom Barrasso. C, Tristan Jarry. Or D, Matt Murray.
It's got to be Barrasso just because of the era. So you had Barrasso, Fleury, Murray, and who was the fourth option? Jarry.
Jarry,
mm-hmm. A two-time All-Star. Last year, bad. Second half, okay. Yeah, I'm going to go with Barrasso for the lowest save percentage, just based on era.
B, Barrasso. And you beat me this week.
Let's go! Baby! Woo!
Dang.
We have the third one just because?
Yeah, we're going to do the third one. Here's a text you're going to like. They're saying you look like the head waiter at A La Familia with that hairpiece you got going. Did you go out and buy that? Or please tell me you had it for some sort of sexual role playing.
It was a Halloween costume 1 year.
Oh, yeah, so, that makes more sense than the thing that I said, yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Hit us with question three just for bleeps and giggles.
All right. How many players from the fabled Penguins X Generation team of 2003-2004 were on the 2009 Stanley Cup team?
Oh, so, I love it.
A, 1, B, 2, C, 3, or D, 4?
All right.
2003-2004, X Generation. They're selling a lot of tickets during that time.
I got...
What are you doing? You cheating?
No, I'm writing it down. I got Brooks Orpik and Marc-Andre Fleury are the two that come to mind immediately. But I'm trying to place Orpik because Orpik played wing for Therrien because Therrien didn't think he was putting forth enough effort, which is hilarious because Orpik would murder guys. And I never thought effort was his issue, but they played him at wing. Fleury obviously drafted in 03. Ryan Malone didn't win the Stanley Cup because he was on the 08 team, got there in 08. Mm-hmm. I think it's two. I think it's Orpik and Fleury. Oh, wait. Oh, no, Stahl wasn't on the team. I'm going with two.
Okay, two locked in, B2. Unfortunately, it is three.
Who's the third?
A very, very key piece to this team, and it was Rob Scuderi.
Oh, the piece.
Yes.
Scuderi laying there in the crease in game six.
I think he only played 20 games for the X Generation, but he was still rostered. So,
do you remember when Orpik played wing, dude? That was hilarious.
It was unbelievable. And then look what he turned out to be.
Now, Orpik, an underrated skater. I thought modern day stay at home defenseman who could actually move pretty well, but he had hands of stone, and to play him at wing is just objectively hilarious to me. That was a really good one by you, Jake. I like that question a lot.
Good, good. I'm happy to hear it, even though you beat me today. That's all right. I'm going to go back to snaking some drains out and stuff like that, and maybe be back next week.
Snake those drains, buddy. Keep up the good work. We appreciate your time as always.
All right. Have a good day.
You too, bud. I love the hairpiece. What a move. That's a great bit.
Yes.
That's like when Noah Hiles, we made fun of his hat collection, and then he popped on the video stream wearing a 10-gallon cowboy hat.
Tremendous.
Tremendous.
I feel valuable this week.
All right, we have callers on the line that want to talk about what Jeff Hathorn said a couple of segments ago. I asked Jeff, should the Pirates consider trading O'Neill Cruz? I wouldn't. But callers in hour number one said yes. Jeff's response, no, not only should they not trade O'Neill, they should make him the highest paid Pirate in franchise history. 50-minute mark on the Fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Spent pretty much all show talking about O'Neill Cruz in various forms. Coming up in about 10 minutes, Mark Caboli going to be jumping on the program. Back-to-back days. No days off for Mark. He will go over some of the sights and sounds of yesterday's celebrity softball game. He was there. He was signing autographs afterwards. He was as popular as any of the players. I'm not even shticking. That's true. He'll tell us what he saw, all the fun he had. And then there is potentially another wide receiver on the market that I think would make a ton of sense for the Steelers. We asked Mark about it yesterday right as the news broke, but I'm sure he's gained some perspective on it, as have I. We'll get into that coming up in about 10 minutes as well. First, though, caller in hour number one of the show said the Bucks should trade O'Neill Cruz. And I ain't doing that. Jeff Hathorne comes on at the top of the 7 o'clock hour and says not only should the Pirates not trade Cruz, they should sign him to the richest deal in Pirates history. Now, at first blush, I thought, Jeff, my God, what a take by you. No way. And the more I've thought about it, the more I can see the merit in it. Now, I started the show saying I don't think Cruz will ever live up to his prodigious talent. But he's still a good baseball player. And I do think he's getting better in center field. And he is going to steal like 60 bases this year. And he's going to hit 25 or more home runs. The going rate for a player like that is well above $13 million. That's what Brian Reynolds is making this year. That has Brian Reynolds as the 130th highest paid player in Major League Baseball. If you forget the money, if you forget the Pirates context, and you just think to yourself, is a 25 homer, 50 steal guy worth being paid the 130th highest contract in all of Major League Baseball? I think the answer for all of us is yes. You'd buy out a couple of free agent years. You would guarantee that he's here in the quote-unquote Paul Skeens window. Folks, it ain't that much money. Now, the counter-argument is Jose Tabata. The counter-argument is Gregory Polanco. The counter-argument is Key Brian Hayes. And shoot, crap, oh no, the counter-argument would be this year of Brian Reynolds. All players that got contracts that relative to the Pirates were a lot of money, none of them performed. And Brian Reynolds had a nice year last season. This year, he's been abysmal. So there's the counter argument. They've handed out contracts, and none of them have performed. Now, Mitch Keller has, but nobody's arguing whether or not the Pirates know what they're doing with pitchers. They do. Ben Cherington does. For all his faults, he has known how to build a pitching staff. Everybody else has fallen short of expectation. But if the question is, would you trade Cruz or sign Cruz and you could only do one, I'd be more inclined to keep the bat around. They can't hit as a team. And at times, and since May 1st, he's been a big part of that. But for a team that has no hitting talent and only a few guys that pique your interest in the minor leagues, including maybe the best prospect in all of baseball, Connor Griffin, you can't be getting rid of hitters. You can't be getting rid of a guy who, even though his talent would indicate he's actually better than his production, you can't get rid of a guy who's hitting 25 bombs and stealing 50 bases. You can't. So if it's either pay him or trade him, I'm paying him too. 412-928-9370. You can weigh in on that. Mark Caboli going to join us next to get into last night's Three Rivers Celebrity Softball game and to get in a potential trade candidate that the Steelers could be looking at. First, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 81, Phil Kessel, low of 71, Evgeny Malkin, and as always in these parts this time of year, 65% chance of rain.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.